If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. And injury attorney David Femininio has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Femininio, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. Get your life back on track, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
All right, Dave, let's get a little football action in. Let's get it started. All right. This, I always like it, because why? We're less than 100 days until the start of college football. I'm excited. And look outside. It's college football weather. So how about we do this? CBS Sports ranked the top 25 college football coaches going into this season, but they also extrapolated out to the top 68. So let me give you the honorable mentions.
Okay.
And then I'll give you the names of the top 25 coaches going into the season in college football.
Not Jonathan Smith.
At number 58, Sherrone Moore.
That makes sense.
Why? How can you be 58th if you're not going to be coaching this season?
This has nothing to do with that.
Oh, my bad.
At number 50.
No, hold on. Is 58 fair?
Yeah,
I have a conversation about it. It's okay.
I mean, out of the top 25 coaches, I thought that maybe coming back he would be closer to 25, but not.
Why, though?
But what did he really do last season?
You know what, David?
Sure, he beat Ohio State and Alabama, but other than that.
It's simply because he's the skipper of a big brand of Michigan. And normally that you figure that Michigan is enough to get you 8-4 and that he's the coach.
But I'll give you an example of why I don't like coach rankings. And you can tell me I'm wrong. My feelings aren't hurt. But like, okay, Sherrone Moore, you're right. He's the skipper of a blue blood, a huge college football machine. I respect the job that a guy like Lance Leipold is doing at Kansas.
Yeah.
Better coach.
You. I get that.
Does more with less.
Right, exactly. Mike, sometimes you earn the spot and sometimes you're given the spot. I thought that he would be given a spot, but they said, I guess, no, you got to go earn it. Your last name's not Harbaugh.
Where's Jonathan Smith? Like 108?
Hold on.
Oh, okay. My bad.
You want to just get it all out? Yourself?
No, it's okay.
Let's just you know what, David? We're just going to have that segment. Just get it all out your system.
I'm sorry.
Because it's just pent up in there, man.
I'm sorry.
You want to do this?
Yes.
At 54, Bill Belichick.
Wow.
Has to prove himself in the college ranks.
So. You know what? And you also can't get mad about Sherrone Moore at 58 if Belichick is 54.
Yeah.
I'm actually, you know what? This makes me like this list more.
Well, you're not going to like it. At 49 is Jonathan Smith.
I mean, look, I thought he was a borderline top 25 coach last year. And then I didn't think this team was ready to play in the Michigan game. I don't think he was ready for the rivalry. The recruiting is dog water. And honestly, they still got their doors blown off in multiple games. Just wholly uncompetitive. I think he's got a lot to prove. I'm okay with it.
Yeah, I would switch him and Sherrone Moore. I would.
Now, this is one that I totally disagree with.
Mike Locksley, number 7.
At 45, Billy Napier.
I don't know about that. He should be closer to 25. He should be like 27, something like that.
He did one of the best jobs in America
last
year. He was supposed to be fired by October. They stayed with him. DJ Lagway is a future superstar. I think they're going to have a big year this year. You got to knock him 5 or 6 points for the $5 haircut. But overall, he should be higher on this list.
But see, here's why this list loses all credibility. At number 33, Deion Sanders.
Yeah, I'm done. Okay. Everything I said about this list, I retract.
All right, let's get to the top 25. At 25, Florida State's Mike Norvell. At 24, Missouri's Eli Drinkwitz. At 23, Illinois' Brett Bielema.
I think Bielema's probably underrated. I hate him. Him and that moo-moo. But he's a damn good coach. If you're at Illinois and you're playing really competitive football, you're building an offensive line. Rico, I don't like the guy, but the bottom line is he's a really good football coach.
You know what he's doing? He's turning Illinois into Wisconsin.
Yeah.
And what Wisconsin used to be, where they just manhandled you all game long, you couldn't stop the offensive line. At 22, SMU's Rhett Lashley.
Can I say one thing about Lashley?
Yeah.
And Drinkwitz?
Yeah.
And even Norvell? How do we interpret the job someone's doing when you know they have billions of dollars of NIL behind them? Like Rhett Lashley, yes, it's nice what he's done at SMU, but look at the money that's behind right. SMU. They have so much money that they have foregone any TV money basically for the next 10 years just to get in the ACC. So how do you personally grade a coach like that?
For me, maybe I'm just old school. I look at that stuff as off-season stuff. When you're on the field, that's all I see. I'm not looking at how much this kid is getting paid. I'm looking at, did the kid get the first down? Did the kid score the touchdown? Did the quarterback throw a pick or did he throw a touchdown? I forget about how much they're making and how much the school's bringing in once the ball is kicked off. Now, once it's over, then reality kicks back in like, oh, yeah, I forgot. That kid's making $10 million. But during the game, no. At 21, Kirk Cicinetti from Indiana.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. And injury attorney David Femeninio has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Femeninio, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. Get your life back on track, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
At 20, Mario Cristobal, Miami. At 19, Kurt Ferentz, Iowa. And at 18, Arizona State's Kenny Dillingham.
Okay, again, as much as they've started with the NIL, Dillingham flipped a roster for a dead program, got him to believe, really did a good job in the players he recruited, getting a Scadabo from, I think, Sacramento State, yeah. You know, getting Levitt from Michigan State, the quarterback. Like, I think Dillingham has done a really nice job. He's got major potential, and if they're going to start putting the money behind it, I'm actually good with where he's at. He's good, man. He's annoying, but he's good.
David? All right. At 17, Louisville's Jeff Rom. 16, Tennessee's Josh Heupel. At 15, Kansas, Lance Leipold.
He's awesome. He's an awesome coach. He's been awesome at every step, man. And I know it's Kansas.
So why is he stuck at Kansas?
He's 60-something. I think you just age out. No major program's going to hire an old person. It's just kind of how it works.
Kind of like Utah's coach?
He's like John Beilein. That's what I would compare him to. He stayed in the lower levels too long. He wanted every step. He went to Buffalo, of all places. Turned them into a winner. But unfortunately, it's like, okay, when the state job was up, what was the first thing that happened when Leipold showed interest potentially? Do we really want to hire a guy who's 62? I think it's just turned into a young man's game.
I got you.
He's good, though, Rico.
No, he is.
That offense he runs, he produced Andy Kotelnicki, who went to Penn State as their OC. That offense, that's a bitch to stop.
14, Kansas State's Chris Klieman. USC's at 13 with Lincoln Riley. For you, Mike, at 12, Ole Miss, Lane Kiffin. And at 11.
I'll stay out of the Lane Kiffin thing because I know he always does something stupid in a big game.
That's true. And 11, Utah's Kyle Whittingham. What do you say about those?
I think Whittingham's awesome. I think Whittingham's kind of a modern D'Antonio. Hard-nosed, always has the defense. He's putting guys in the pros. Utah is not some traditional power. I think Whittingham's really good. Really good.
Now the top 10. According to CBS Sports, at number 10,
James Franklin.
Iowa State's Matt Campbell.
No, thank you.
David, speak on it.
He hasn't really done anything like significant. Hasn't made the playoff. Hasn't won the Big 12. I'm good. No, thank you.
At number 9, Alabama, Kalen DeBoer.
This is your guy. You need to speak.
Oh no! This is his make or break year. I think he had his honeymoon period. I think Bama fans are looking at him, Mike, the same way State fans are looking at Jonathan Smith. If you fail, you're 7-5, losing to Michigan in some bowl game we don't care about, we're going to go ahead and get a new coach. At number 8, Brian Kelly and his family, LSU.
I don't like that one. Not a top 10 coach to me. Not right now.
The narratives you hear about Brian Kelly from college football media and the fans at large don't truly reflect his standings amongst his peers.
Really? He's not a good guy. I think that's part of my biggest issue with him. He just strikes me as a huge phony.
Yeah, it's the family thing. The accent that he all of a sudden gained from in the south of South Bend. Gotcha.
It's having a player incur a brain injury and never be the same again and not calling that player.
Didn't even call him. That's crazy.
Man, he has somebody die filming the practice, and they kept going.
Like I said, not a good guy. Rico wins, by the way.
At number 7, James Franklin, Penn State. At number 6, Notre Dame, Marcus Freeman. At number 5, Dan Lanning, Oregon. At 4, Steve Sarkisian, Texas.
Listen, the Lanning thing, you know my deal. He's got to win the big game. Got dusted by OSU in the playoff. He lost the 2 times to UW the year prior in winner-take-all type games. He's got to win the big one with all the resources he has behind him. Sark, he's one of the elite play callers. But in a big moment, man, he'll still call something that is just really dumb inside the 10-yard line. Yeah. But we're nitpicking now. Right. These are elite coaches. But I'll take both of them before I ever hear about James Franklin.
You guys would have guessed the final 3?
Well, Kirby, Ryan Day.
Kirby is number 1.
Yeah.
Ryan Day is number 2.
James Franklin.
At number 3, Franklin came in at 7.
I'm sorry. 3. Oh, Lincoln Riley?
Already said his.
Okay, then I don't know who.
Dabo. Clemson.
Okay, so you should have 3. A huge problem with that. You're anti-Dabo.
I'm not. I think that Clemson's days are long gone, but Dabo is starting to embrace the portal. He was anti-portal, but now he's portal light. He plays in a bad ACC, so maybe he'll do enough to actually do something. But no, I didn't think that Dabo was the third best coach going into this season. So that is your top 25 college coaches for 2025 upcoming season, 97.1.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. An injury attorney, David Femininio, has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Femininio, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. Get your life back on track. getdavidgetpaid.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.